daf is daf ayin vav. So let's take from the top of the page here, the two dots. Gemara says, ganav vehektish, person steals, then he's makdish the property, v'achakach tavach umacha, then afterwards he shechs it and sells it. So the lacha was that he's not chayv on the tvicha mechir, since he was makdish it already, it wasn't his. Only if he's shechni, while it's still owned by the initial owner, but since he's makdish it's no longer the owner's, he's not chayv to pay anymore. So Gemara says, Amri, Bishlama Tvicha Lamachayev, I understand why Tvicha, by the Ganav isn't Chayev and Tvicha, Dichi Katavach, the Hektish Katavach. Because when he shechs the animal, he's shechting a Hektish, and when you shecht from Hektish, you don't have to pay Dalva Hay. Below Dimari Katavach, and you're not shechting the Nignav, the initial owners. So that's why you're Pater. Ella Hektish Lachayev. But for making it Hektish, the initial Kedush that the Ganav does, that he says, this cow is Hektish, that itself should be an iser of mechira. Mali machol lehedyo, mali machol leshemayim. What's the difference whether I sell this animal to some other party, or if I sell it to Hashem, to Hektish, to give it over to them? I'm transferring ownership. So that transfer of ownership should be a mechira. Whether it's the lehedyo or whether it's leshemayim, it should be an iser mechira. So it should be chayiv on the mechira. So Gemara answers, ha money, who's the author of this? It must be Rabbi Shimon. The Amar Kodshim Shechai Bachriusan Bishuse Demari Kaima. So he says no. This halacha is, again, it's a walk a tightrope here, because we're saying it's still in the Rishus. It's not completely Hektish. It's still owned to a certain extent. But let's say, look at Rashi. See Rashi, Rabbi Shimon, four lines down? Kagon Sheomar Hare Alai Ola. The guy says, I have to bring an Ola. I have an obligation to bring a carbon ola. V'hifrish gnevazu dila nidro. So then he goes and steals some other guy's animal, and he's makdish this animal to be his own, to fulfill his own obligation of his neder. V'dechevin dechai ba'achriuso, he's chayiv. When you say harei alai, I have to bring it. So if this animal that I initially designated gets lost, I need to bring another animal until I fulfill my obligation, because I said harei alai. If I say harei zu, that this animal is a cheft, is chayiv, and I lose the animal, I have no longer an obligation. But if I say Hare I lie, it's upon me, it's the person, then if I lose the animal, I need to bring a replacement. So I stole the animal, and then I'm using it to fulfill my obligation. This animal runs away. I need to find another animal. So I have some level of responsibility of replacing this animal for myself if I don't carry out as the carbon. Says Rashi further, Dechevin dechayiv ba'achriusa, sintam chayiv, v'davar ha'garum l'mamon, who k'mamon dami, something that will cause me loss, meaning if I lose this hektish animal, I have to pay another $1,000 for a cow. That's considered money itself, v'la mechirhi. So even though I make it hektish, and it's now owned by hektish, I still have a certain responsibility. I need to replace it if it gets lost. So therefore, it's not entirely hektish. When I'm makdish it over, I'm not really makdish over the shemaim, it's still owned by me. And that's why it's not being viewed as mechir, because it doesn't really go over to a new ownership. That's what the Gemara explains.
Well, isn't there a problem of selling hektish? It's not me'ilah? Don't you get a bigger punishment for Me'ilah?
Yeah, so this isn't Me'ilah. This is where I take a chulin animal and I sell, I makdish it.
Right.
And they're saying the action of makdish is like a mechir. Like I were to sell you a cow, I'm giving the cow over to hektish.
Right.
That's what's going on. I'm not selling hektish.
Then when you sell it again...
No, I don't sell it again, no. Oh. They think the actual, the ma'isa hektish, that itself should be equivalent to a mechira.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
When I give it over to Hashem, that action is like a mechira.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, no, that can't be. Rabbi Shimon can't be the author of this part of the Mishnah. Because how mid the sefer Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon makes it explicit in the Mishnah. If you go back to the Mishnah, what daf was this on again? I don't remember. Whatever daf this was on, he said explicitly this case. So he can't be both the sefer and the Reisha. So mid the sefer Rabbi Shimon, have Reisha lavri Rabbi Shimon. Must be that the Reisha is not Rabbi Shimon. So again, going back to square one, the question is, if I'm makdish the animal, now it's owned by hektish, isn't that a mechira, some level of mechira? And I should be chayiv dal v'hei. So el hacha b'may askinan. What's the case here? Be kachim kalim. The different types of kachim. There's kachim kalim and there's kachim kachim. So what's kachim kalim? So kachim kalim, it's shlamim. Shlamim is an example of kachim kalim. The aliva de Rabbi Yosef Glili. Damri, we saw this in the beginning of Daf Yud Gimel, I think was quoted as well. That damar kachim kalim mamun bailamu. That if something like Shlomim, which is categorized as Kachi Kalim, those who say Ezim Ukomim every single morning, will know that I still own it. Even though it's going to be a carbon Shlomim, I still have ownership to it. and it never fully transferred ubershus sekaima. It's still in my rishus. So when I, as the ganav, as makdish this animal as kachikalim, it's still considered mine. Never goes over to mamon gavoa, and it's not considered the equivalent of mechira. That's why there's no chiv dal behe aval. If I were to do kachikachim, if I were to make this into an ola, or to make this into a chatas, where I don't own it anymore, my, what would the halacha be? It would be mishalim tashlum edal v'chamisha. I would have to pay the 4 and 5, because that would be equivalent to a mechira if I were to make it a kachikachim, which is entirely hektish, and I have no rights to it anymore. So I said, wait a second, that's the chilek between kachikalim versus kachikachim. So then the Gemara says, and we know this klal already, whenever the Mishnah makes one distinction, it should make another distinction, if there's room for another distinction. So asks the Gemara, the Tani Reisha, from the fact that the Reisha already makes a distinction of a ganav, of a tavach, v'chakach hektesh, if a person steals and shechs, and after he shechs it, he's makdish it, you have to pay, teshlum midal v'hei. As opposed to the before this, it said, but if your first ganav, hektesh, v'tavach, you don't pay dal v'hei. So we're making, the Mishnah makes a chilek between when you do the hektesh. Is it before tvicha, or is it after tvicha? So along the lines of that distinction, the Gemara asks, if there's another distinction between kachikalim and kachikachim, liflug v'lisne, it should make a second distinction and say bedida. But med dvar mamur, when is this true? The kachikalim, that's when you don't pay dal v'hei for shechting an animal, or rather for making an animal that's into kachikalim. Aval, if you were to make an animal into kachikachim, you should pay mishalim tashlume arba v'chamisha. And from the fact that the Mishnah doesn't make the distinction between different types of karbanos, it must be ela liolam. The answer is as follows. Really? Lo shna kachikachim, lo shna kachikalim. There is no difference between what type of kachim it is. Udekash lecha mali machu lehedu mali machu leshemayim. So if that's the case, we asked above, if I'm being makdish an animal, isn't that transferring over ownership? So I should be chayv and not mechira? So Gemara says no. There's a difference between machu lehedyot mikara tura deruvein v'hashtu tura deshimon. There's a transfer. If I own the animal, I sell it to you now, it goes from my animal to Avi's animal now. So that's a transfer. That's a the title has transferred over. But when it comes to hektesh, machul shemayim, when I sell it to shemayim, which is another way of saying hektesh, when mikara tura deruvein v'hashtu tura deruvein, it's my cow now when it's alive, when it's hedyo, and when I makdish it, it's still mine. Now I might not have the rights to do what I want with it. Now I'm limited to what I can do, but it's still called my animal that I need to bring as a carbon. But since there's no transfer of title, it's still considered the same. It's not viewed as a mechira.
Uriah Me'ila is Uriah, because if it wasn't yours, you couldn't be able
to... No, there's a nafkamina in a chanami. There's a halachic difference, but I still, it's my animal. And if you steal it, you can't steal my animal. It still would be considered geneva.
Right.
You might not be dalet v'hei and kefa because of technicalities, but I own it.
Is there a kimla b'davavimene when he shechts it? Or when he sells it because he was makdish it?
When he shechts it as hektish, you're saying, is there
no, not as hektish. It says tavachu machar.
Which case?
Gana v'hikdish, v'achar kach tavachu machar, right?
Right, so when he shechs it after it's been hektesh already.
Right.
So you're asking a question at that moment when he does shechita, isn't there a mila? You're saying there's no mila during shechita because there's no hana. Mila has to be at least a shavapruta.
When he sells it, then.
When he sells it, it could be that there's a mila. That'd be dava. No. I hear your question.
I don't know what the punishment is.
You pay up to, is it the carbon you bring?
Or the carbon, so maybe it's not a kimla, but maybe arba l'chamisha is more.
You have to pay both, though. We never saw, is there a case of a carbon?
Could be. Yeah.
I hear, I don't know. It's a good question. I'm not sure. Okay. Fine. Gemara now says, but by the way, there's a Tosus here on the side here. Look at Tosus quickly, the Dibra Maskel Vahashta, three Tosus and down. Vahashta, the Torah, the Shimon, Vahad Amr Lakama, later on we're going to see, Ganav Vahiktish Chayav Dalvehe. Later on we're going to see, if a person steals and is Machtishit, he would have to pay Dalvehe. Dhavik Kamochro, Lehediot. So later on the Gemara is completely Soser, the Gemara here. Here we say that there's no dal v'hei for hektesh, and later on we say that there is. And it tells us, "Hainu b'kadshe bedek abayis, delo mikre al shem bailam." So there's two types of kadshim. Forget karbanos, but then within karbanos, the more general category, it's kachay mizbech, types of animals that go to the mizbech, and then there's kachay bedek habayis, which is something that I maktish an object that I want the money to be used to upkeep, maintain the Beis HaMikdash. So one's kachay bedek habayis, which is bedek habayis to fix the house, and one's the animal, it's kachay mizbech, the actual animal goes to the mizbech. So you're saying there's a distinction. Kachay mizbech still has my name on it. There's never selling it over to someone else. Even when I'm maktish it, it still has my name as my animal, my carbon. When I'm maktish this table, bedek habayis, I lose my title. It's not called my name on it anymore. And therefore it is viewed as a full, complete transfer to hekdesh from a maktish an object that doesn't go to the mizbech. And that's why that would be chayv dal vehei for selling or being maktish an object. Okay, others argue, others say there is no distinction. Even if I'm maktish bedek habayis, it still is considered mine and it's not considered a mechira. Okay, Gemara now says halfway down into the two dots, Rabbi Shimon Omer v'chulei. Rabbi Shimon said, what was his line again? That if you're maktish an animal, he said, and you're chayiv b'achriyuson, you have to pay dal v'hei. But if it's a type of animal where you don't have to pay back, so then you would be pater in dal v'hei. Only when there's a chiv achrayus is there dal v'hei, but if there's no chiv achrayus, you don't have to pay dal v'hei. So what's going on here? Gemara says, Amri, Nihi desavar Rabbi Shimon mali machu lehedya mali machu leshmaim. So granted, Rabbi Shimon holds there's no difference between selling to a hedyot or selling to Shemaim, which is another way of saying being makti something. But still, ipcha mibayle, it should be the opposite. Meaning, kodshim shechayiv b'achriyoson, pater, saying them chayiv in the achriyoson, I should be paterin, dekati lo nafik mishusei, because it never left my rishus. But kodshim she'enu chayiv b'achriyoson, Chayiv, demafkile mishusei. Right, look at Rashi here. There's really no Rashi who explained all this. Let's see. Yeah, look at Rashi. Amri nehi desavar Rabbi Shimon. Says Rashi, the kasal kadaitach the havamina here is here mishum the tvicha lo mechayiv le Rabbi Shimon. Dafilu hefrisha l'shem neder. Even if I separate this animal as my neder, hamuta Allah, that's incumbent upon me to bring, achrayos nafik, Allah achrayos, nafik mirshus mare kama, it leaves the rishus of the initial owner, v'nas is ez shomer, now I'm the shomer the hektish. V'chi tavach lab de mare katavach. V'chi mechayv le v'rishimu nashayte de hektish k'mechayv le hava mechira, hukach mi barle le meimer ab'ivcha. So what's going on here is as follows. If I have an obligation, I say, take upon myself, harei alai neder, I need to bring a carbon, and I steal Reuven's animal to fulfill my obligation, and if I lose this animal, I need to get a replacement for it. So in that case, it should never, let's see how they say this, it never left the reshus of the initial owner. Why? Says Rashi, that kati lo nafik mishusei hilkach lav mechirahi, v'atvicha nami lo mechayv de mishus mare kama nafik. Because this animal isn't the animal that has to fulfill my chiyuv. I could use it. But if I don't use this animal, I could use some other animal to fulfill my obligation. So this animal is still owned by the Marikama. However, if I do say that this animal has to be Hare Zu Ola, this animal is my Ola, so now this is the only animal I'm allowed to bring, then that's when it does leave the Rishus of the Marikama. So it should be the opposite. Again, let's read this inside again. Ipchami Baila, the opposite it should have said. Kodshim shechai b'achriyoson, then I should be pater. If I have an animal that if I lose I need to, I'm responsible to pay back another one. So I don't care about this particular animal itself that I stole. It's still really owned by the initial owner. I should be pater when I make it hektish because that kati lo nafik mishusei. It never left the initial owner because I don't really need this animal. I can find the replacement. But if I take this animal and I say this is harei zu, that I need to bring this carbon, this is my obligation to make sure this goes as a carbon, then kodshim shenechai b'achriyuson, and if I lose it, I don't have to replace it, dafka, this animal must go on the mizbeach, then chayv, I would have to pay dal v'hei for making it hektish, because the mafkilei mirshusei, because then that by me saying harei zu ola, that does leave the rishus of the initial owner. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shimon amilsa achrisa kai. Rabbi Shimon is referring to a completely different discussion. He's not referring to what we were discussing about the hektish and being makhtish something. V'hachi katani. It's going back to the beginning of our parak. It says, "Ein ha-gonev acha gonev mishalim tashlim midal v'hei." If you remember from the beginning, that a person who steals from another ganav he does not have to pay dal v'hei. V'chein, so too we learned in that first Mishnah, gonev v'hektesh mi'beis bailim pater. If Reuven has a davar hektesh in his house, and I go ahead and I steal that davar hektesh in his house, I'm actually pater. Why? I stole from him. So the Gemara explains, pater my taima v'gonev mi'beis ha'ish v'lo mi'beis ha'hektesh. I am only chayv dal v'hei if I steal from his house that which he owns. But if I steal something that is really hektesh from his house, I'm pater. To exercise a kasev, I'm pater from paying dal v'hei on hektesh. On that line, comes on Rabbi Shimon a little bit later on though, but he's meant to be on that line in the beginning of the perek, says Rabbi Shimon, no, it's not true. You're not pater across the board on stealing from hektesh. Kadshim shechayv achriyusin chayv. If you steal a kadshim that you're chayv achriyusin, then you are chayv. Why? My taima. Krina bay vigonev mi beis haish. That's still referred to stealing from the owner. Because what happens? This owner, if it's a carbon that he says, haray alai ola, I need to bring a carbon, the guy says. So he sets aside the animal, his cow, to bring as his ola. Now if he loses this cow, he has to bring another animal. Because he said, haray alai, I need to bring an animal. Whatever animal it is, I need to bring an animal. So when the guy steals from me, he's making me pay money. I need to now take out of my pocket another $1,000 to buy this cow. So he's causing me a damage, a loss. So that's still, since I'm responsible, when he steals, that's still considered gonev mi beis haish. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. But v'sheina chay b'achriyoson, if I'm not chay to pay, if I said harei zu ola, that this animal needs to be brought as an ola, and some guy steals it, I'm not obligated to find the replacement. So then I'm pater. He doesn't cause me a loss. Delo karina bay. In that case, we don't refer to it as v'gonev mi beis haish. So that's what Rabbi Shimon's referring to. That distinction applies to the beginning of generally stealing from some other person's hektish. Gemara says michti. Let's understand this line for a moment. Shemayin and Lei. We understand that Rabbi Shimon holds damar shchita sheinu ruya lo shma shchita. So we have this cloud. We learned in the Mishnah, if there's a shchita that does not qualify as a shchita, meaning I'm not allowed to eat from the shchita, that's not called shchita. And I'm a chayv dal v'hei as the ganav. So Gemara says, so kadshim nami she'eno ashchita she'eno kadshim nami shchita she'eno ruya he. Shechtin kadshim also isn't ruya. I can eat from kadshim. That's me'ila. So I have an animal in my house which is a hektish. It's a hektish that I said haray alai ola. So when he steals from me, so he needs to pay me back because I need to get another replacement. Now what Rabbi Shimon goes on to say is, if he steals this hektish from me and shechs it, he's chayv dal v'hei. So it asks the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon holds, the shechita, she'eino ruya, is not called the shechita. If you shech the kadshim animal, you're not allowed to eat from that animal. It's also to eat. So if it's not allowed to be eaten, how could you pay dal v'hei on shechting an animal that's kadshim? So he answers the Gemara, last five lines of the page here, ki osir Ravdimi, and Ravdimi came back from Bavel. He did this many times. He came back from Eretz Yisrael, went to Bavel. So ki osir, when he came back, Ravdimi Amar, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan, which he oftentimes did. B'shochet temimim mibifnim l'shem b'ilim. He shechted the animal inside the Beis HaMikdash, and it was the shem b'ilim, so he fulfilled the obligation for the Baal. He did everything correctly. He was doing it for the shem, the Baal. And that's why he was a shechita ruya. Nice guy, right? I'm just wondering for a second, even if he shechted, it's not a shechita ruya, because the Gemara is going to ask later on a different question. We're doing what? Still a good shechita though. Still a good shechita, but you can't eat olas anyway. Olas can't be eaten. Let's just go through the Gemara. I don't think the Gemara is going to answer the question, but if I don't think they ask the question, I'm going to look in the back if I don't see it though. Okay, let's go. He says, the ganav did a kosher shechita inside the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it was a good shechita. And that's why he chayv dal v'hei. Asks the Gemara, but wait a second, v'arei chazer keren l'bailim. So that means, says Rashi, Harei Chazer Karen Labayl Habayis, Hol L'Shem Bailam Nizbechu. I shouldn't owe him anything. He's a nice guy. Meaning, I didn't cause him a loss. I took his own animal and fulfilled his chiyuv and did what he needed to do. I just did him a favor by not making him schlep. I schlep to the Beis HaMikdash for him. So I shouldn't be chayv anything. I did it for him. The Karen, the whole thing goes back to him. Forget Kefil and Dal V'Hei. I don't owe anything to him. So the answer to the Gemara, Amar Reb Yitzchak Bar Avin Shenishbach Adam. No, what happened? I was a nice guy. I shechted. The problem was the blood spilled before they took the blood and sprinkled it onto the Mizbeach. So now he didn't fulfill his obligation. So if he didn't fulfill his obligation, then the Karen doesn't go back to the Bailum. So that's why, so it's a good Shechita because I did the Shechita L'Shem Bailum. But it didn't fulfill his obligation because the blood spilled before it was poured onto the Mizbeach, so he still has an outstanding Chiv, and that's why I need to pay Dal Behet. That's the first suggestion. Then the Gemara says, Kiyasi Rav Ravin. Now Ravin came back also from Eretz Yisrael, and he quoted Rabbi Yochanan differently. He gave a different suggestion. Kiyasi Ravin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, B'shochei Tmimim B'fnim, Shlo L'Shem Balim. This wasn't a nice guy. He at least shechted the animal Tmimim, it was a Tumim animal, it had no Balim on it. He shechted it inside the base of Mikdash, but it wasn't L'Shem Balim. So he didn't fulfill the guy's obligation. He didn't fulfill the guy's obligation, but it's still a good shechit. If you look at the Rashi in the bottom of Ayin Vav Amin Aleph, says Rashi, last three lines, Shelo L'Shem Balayim, even though it wasn't shechted to fulfill the Nignav's obligation, it's shechita ruyahi. It's still considered a good shechita. The Kaim Lan, the Gemara Dvachim, Daf, Beis Amin Aleph, Kol HaZvachim, this is the first mission in Dvachim, Kol HaZvachim, Shenizbechu L'Shelo L'Shma, K'sherim. Every carbon that's been shechted, even though it wasn't the shame of the Baal, the shame of the owner, it's still considered a good shechita. But still, we also have Karen lochaz lebailim. The Karen doesn't go back to the Baal because kaim lunch lo alu lebailim, the shame mechove. He didn't fulfill the guy's obligation. So the shechita was a good shechita. I did the proper shechita inside the base of Mikdash, so that's a shechita haruya. I had to pay dal vehe. And I didn't do it for the shame bailim, so that's why we don't say chaz the Karen lebaal. That's why I'm chayv the entire amount. That's the second suggestion. Again, the first suggestion is I shechted tmimim inside the base of Mikdash, l'shem bailim, but the blood spilled. Here, shechting it tmimim inside the base of Mikdash, shelo l'shem bailim. So there's no obligation that's been fulfilled since it wasn't l'shem bailim. But on the top of Ayin Vavav and Beis, a third suggestion is made. That's by Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish Amar b'shochet bale mumim b'chutz. This case is where I shechted when it's a bal mum. It lost a leg, whatever the case was. Lost an eye. So I shechted it outside now. So the halacha is there. It's a good shechita. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Bali mumim shechitasan heter b'chutz. So once it's a bal mum, I could do a proper shechita outside the base of Mikdash. And I'm chayiv dal v'hei. And it doesn't fulfill the guy's obligation because it was a bal mum. The guy still has to bring a new animal. So that's why you have to pay dal v'hei. So those are the three suggestions. The Gemara now says, Tahi bei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar asked the question, Rabbi Yochanan. Shechita materis? Wait a second. Shechita alone permits you to eat from the carbon? Va'alo zrika materis? The case Rabbi Yochanan suggested, according to Rav Dimi, was that you shechted it l'shul, rather than the first one. It was Rav Dimi. You shechted it l'shem bailim, but the blood spilled. So there was a good shechita at that point. Asks Rabbi Elazar, it wasn't a good shechita. It was a good shechita, but you can't eat it. There's no heter achila yet, because you can't eat a carbon until the blood is sprinkled, until there's zrikas adam in the mizbeach. And our case was at nishvach adam. So since no blood was sprinkled, there's no heter achila. So it goes back to square one. It wasn't shechita haruya. And further, he asks the Reish Lakish now, shechita mataris. According to you, that you shech the baal mum outside the base of Migdash, the shechita allows you to eat it. Valo pediyah mataris, you need to be poded. Still, even though it's pasul, it's called psul mikdashim. It's hektesh still. You have to first redeem the hektesh off it before you can eat it. The shechita alone is not good enough. So as the answer to the Gemara, ishtamit seha the Rabbi Shimon. You guys forgot shechita's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that kol ha'omei lizrok kizarok dami. Anything that had the potential to be sprinkled, even though it wasn't sprinkled, but it had that potential, it's viewed as if it was zarok already. And therefore it's permitted to be eaten. And so too, v'chol ha'omei liftos kipado dami. And something that was able to be redeemed, even though it wasn't, but it was at least able to be, is viewed as if it was redeemed already. So that's what we're saying here. When they shechted the animal, is roi to be lidrok. No, it was spilled too early though, but still it's roi. So therefore it's considered good shechita and materis. It was mutter to eat. Same thing when they shechted the baal mum lechutz, even though you were impoded, it was roi to liftos, it was omri liftos, and that's enough to be considered kipadoi, and enough heter to allow for considered a good shechita to ultimately be chayiv dal vehe. The Gemara wants to know, how do you know this? Kol ha'omei lizok kizarok dami. Something that has the potential to be sprinkled is viewed as if it was zarok already. Dasani, the Braisa tells us that Rabbi Shimon Omer, this is Rabbi Shimon himself, yesh nosar shu mitame tumas ochlin, yesh nosar sheino mitame tumas ochlin. What's nosar? Nosar is if you leave carbon overnight, So the next morning you have to burn it. There's an issur to do that, but you don't get malchus. We learned this in malchus. You get no, so it gets burnt. So you fix it. It's a lava nitek lase. You can fix it with the burning of the next morning. So now, food that any food item can be metame. It can become tame. If you touch food, someone who's a tame mace, whatever tuma, you touch food, it becomes tame. So when it comes to carbonos, if you can't eat a carbon, that's not considered, if it's not roi lachila halachically, I can't eat it because it's kachim, it's not going to be metame tumas ochlim. So he says there are two scenarios. Sometimes nosar can be metame, and sometimes it cannot be metame. Even though nosar, by the morning, it's aser, I can't eat it anymore. If I can't eat it, it shouldn't be right to be, it shouldn't be food, it shouldn't be right to become tame. So he says there are two scenarios. What are the two scenarios? Ketad. Lon lefnei zrika. Let's say you left the basar out overnight. Lon means you left it overnight. Before you actually sprinkled the carbon. So you shechted the animal, and you never did zrika sadam. Einam tame tumas ochlin. It's not considered food, and it cannot become tame tumas ochlin. Why? Since the food was never roi to be eaten, because you never sprinkled the blood on, you left the dead cow there in the base of Mikdash all night long, and you didn't sprinkle the blood, since there's never roi for sprinkling, it's not metame tumas ochlin. La'achar zrika, if it was after the sprinkling already, metame tumas ochlin. So since you sprinkled on this already, the blood, now you could eat the cow, so the cow is considered ochel, and can be metame tumas ochlin. So now the Gemara says a little bit further, this is the final line here. My, what does it mean, lefnei zrika? Kodem shenir lezrika. Not before you actually sprinkled it. If it wasn't, if there never was a moment where you were able to do the sprinkling, and what does it mean? What does that mean? Hainu? I think Rashi says, the Rashi or the Gemara says, I'm not sure if Rashi says this. It refers to, the Gemara is going to say this. Okay, sorry. And la'achar zrika, what does it mean after zrika? La'achar shenir lezrika. After there was a time, that, not that you actually had to sprinkle the blood, but as long as it was near the zrika, it was roi, it was, there was a possibility, you were able to do zrika, then it would be roi l'tumas tumas ochlin. So what does it mean, kodem shenir l'zrika lun? What does it mean that it was left overnight before you're able to be zarek it? How could you not be able to zarek the dam? Mahi, what's the case? D'lo havishos b'yom, there was not enough time to. The mizrake, there was not enough time to sprinkle the blood. D'shachtei samech l'shkiyas hachama. You're not allowed to do any avoda after shkia. So you shechted it mamish at shkia, and it was a good shkita. But then the sun set, and it was too late to do zrika. There wasn't a moment to do the zrika. So that's a case where it was lifnei zrika, where it was ain roi lizrika. So since there's never a moment in time for you to do the zrika, it never had a chalosh shem ochel, and cannot become tumas ochlim. La'acha shenir lezrika. So what does it mean if it was after when you were able to do zrika? Davi shalos bayom lemizrake, where there was enough time to do the zrika, even though you may not have done the zrika, but as long as there was time, it was roi for it, then it's considered food and it would be mitame tumas ochlin. So we conclude from all this: alma kol haomei lizrok kizarok dami. Anything that has the potential to be sprinkled, it's viewed as being sprinkled already, even though it actually has not been. That's what he says above. If you shechted the animal, even though you didn't, you weren't zarek the blood yet, it's considered kizarek dami, and it's going to be considered good tvicha and chayv dalvehe. Tomorrow we'll wait for Chol Omer Lifto, so we see tomorrow, stop is very short, is a two-liner, at least Amud Aleph, so we have to save some extra words for tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day. Yeah.